10-4, is that okay?
Here, answer, I'll do. KP2A checks out.
I think I got the wrong number.
Please leave a message, I'll call you back.
How are you?
Just finishing up with a customer, heading back to my house.
On Friday, look at you.
You got to make the money when you can make the money. No, this is, this gentleman here is a recommendation from another customer, and he lives literally 4 minutes from me, so I agreed to go over and get him fixed up and running.
You just astound me how nice you are.
Hey, don't spread that around now.
Great weekend.
I got a lot going on. I got to go to a customer tomorrow, then a bachelor party, then I got two customers on Sunday I got to go see. Jeez.
Busy. I hope my weekend's a little slower than that.
Well, how are you guys doing up there? Are you able to go back to your house yet?
Go back to get some things or check it out, but we're not supposed to stay. I went ahead and worked today. Wasn't much I could do, and looked like they've got it pretty good under control. I think our house is going to be out of the woods. Well, still in the woods, but out of danger.
What? That's good. I'm glad everything's okay. When are they going to let you back in the house, do you know?
Idea. And I think it's probably working out really good for them to have the traffic volume way down right now out there. And since they're battling both fires and combining them as two, or as one, you know, they're calling it the Table Rock Complex. I have an idea that it's going to have to be mostly done before they'll let us back.
Excellent. All right, well, be safe, my friend. I just pulled into my driveway, and the wife has the hot tub all warmed up, so I'll catch you later. N4ZLK, KB2HXS, gone that way.
Have a good evening. KB2HXS, N4ZLK, clear. 4YOO testing. YOO. You got a lot of noise in your signal. I heard you. I think I got your call right. N4ZLK, here's Shane. Two different antenna. What are you testing?
Got a 6000R with a compact antenna. And I was trying to test it earlier, but evidently I was on the wrong frequency. KQ4YOO.
I've got one of those radios I put in my work truck. I like that little radio.
Nice. I was basically checking that compact antenna I got.
Little stubby antenna, a couple inches tall or something.
I got a Dodge Ram 1500. I got it on it, and I got it for the clearance. I got a low carport.
Are you able to check the SWR on it?
No, sir.
They work, how well those work, but you're making the repeater. I know I've heard you before a lot clearer, and it may be your location as well. It may do better depending on where you are, but it's working for you. You're getting out.
I guess I need to I think I need to reprogram the memory. Over.
Well, you've got it in there right now, so... this repeater is fairly easy. It doesn't have a tone on it.
Well, I've been checking in on that repeater on my base, and I was just trying to make sure I could still get it on my mobile.
An hour out in the driveway.
Actually, in my driveway, and I got a metal carport in front of me, and I've got a metal garage beside me.
That may do well for you. I don't have any experience with those. I've seen them. I've wondered how well they work. Of course, I see a lot of government vehicles that use very small antennas, but they probably are running a lot more power, too. I'm not sure.
Any suggestions on, or do they even make an antenna, like a flex antenna for the bumper mount?
They are all kinds of mounts and where you can put a larger antenna and, and lower down on the vehicle. I don't know what kind of vehicle you have or what to recommend. I do feel the longer the whip, the better you're going to do if it's, you know, if it's tuned for that frequency. Now, you know, obviously you don't need one that's 20 feet long or tall, whatever, but like I've got a quarter wave antenna at mag mount, and it works, but it doesn't do near the receive or transmit near as well as my 5/8 wave whip. So I think that will make a difference, but, you know, just like the little HT antennas, they work, but you've got a, they're more compromised than larger antennas.
Appreciate your input.
All you can do, though, is test it out, you know, as you, if you're out driving around, just see how it does for you. You may find it works perfectly, works great. You'll learn, just like any other antenna, there'll be some shadows, there'll be some places that you'll, you may, even I have trouble with this. I've got an antenna up on a top of an F-250. And there are places where I have trouble getting in the repeater. It just depends on location, location.
I'm fairly new, so I'm still figuring that out.
Hobby. You've always got things you're learning, things that'll catch you by surprise. And it's fun to experiment. Anyway, nice to talk to you. Tell me your name again, and I'm going to let you go. I'm not far from where my daughter's house, where I'm staying.
Clint, and I've been checking in regularly on the 610.
Your call and your voice, I just couldn't remember the name. So, Clint, okay. Well, nice to meet you. You have a good evening, and good luck with that antenna. But I'd be curious how it works. I'll listen out for you after you've tested it for a while. KQ4YOO and 4ZLK, 73.
KQ4YOO out and 73 to you.